Hi, and welcome to the Podcast Launch Corner with your host, Lindsay Williams. This is your one-stop destination for expert insights and practical tips on successfully launching your podcast. I'm thrilled to be your guide as we navigate the exciting world of podcasting together, whether you're new or old to podcasting. Each week, we will dive into the cornerstones of podcasting, covering topics like planning, branding, content, recording techniques, confidence building, marketing strategies, and so much more. So, who's ready to get recording? Welcome back to the Podcast Launch Corner. How is everybody today? So, how is everybody getting on with the podcast? Have you launched a podcast recently? Are you still debating whether to launch a podcast? Let me know. Send me a message. Come and follow me on social media. So I wanted to talk about social media today and how we can utilise that to grow our business. Because depending what like platform you are used to, it's really interesting to see about, you know, looking at other platforms and what you can do, because I'm on all platforms and I use my podcast to advertise my podcast in certain ways. I use a lot more of Instagram at the minute to try and, so what you can do when you are on Instagram, you can do a cross post onto Facebook. Not many people like to put, they have Facebook as their private, so they don't really want to use both. So when I'm doing one-to-ones with people, I do recommend doing an Instagram community, and you can just have that for growing your audience, growing your business. And you can just, you could have two. You can have a business one and you can have your personal one if that's what you prefer. You've got your children and pictures and private things, but just remember, people like to see behind the scenes. They like to see, you know, what's going on. They like a face behind the picture, but you can limit that with what you're doing. So if you say, if we're looking at Instagram, we can do, I like to use sound bites, storytelling, carousels. So looking at your content pillars that you are choosing for your podcast. So I'll talk about podcasting, I'll talk about manifesting, self-development, being a mom. And we can utilise these topics for our episodes, but we also can bring them into our posts. And what I use is, so I use like a caption app, which I will download like a soundbite, and I will use the captions to make it colourful. You can put emojis in there, and I can put the links in the show notes, because sometimes people, I'm not sure, like, what, I know there's different regions listening to this podcast, so I'm not sure what apps are available, but I also use Headliner. So if you are looking at going onto YouTube, it's brilliant. So it automatically downloads your RSS feed and it can just bring it across. So depending what you want to use, just have a play. Sometimes you can sign up for 7 days free, then you can cancel it. You can cancel it anytime anyway, even if you do the first month, pay like £4 for the month. But it's definitely worth it to see what works for you. And depends what type of audience you have. Are they quite gimmicky? Are they quite young? So you think about the demographic of your listener. If they're quite young, they're going to want fun and colourful. If they're more mature, they might more want like visual reading content. So looking at what you can put out there and making a little bit of a plan makes your life so much easier. So Instagram, I do so many different things. You can do your call to action, make sure you've got your links. You think about Instagram is like a bit of a shop front, I say, with having a podcast. You've got your name, you've got your, I have my link tree in there with all my one-to-ones, my books in there. So people can access everything rather than just having a website. My other podcast link will be in there. Everything's just there so people can see what you're doing. And then you can actually look at your statistics on the link tree to see how many people are downloading and watching what you're doing, which is really good, because you'll want to see, you know, what type of people are going to be looking. And especially if you're going to get sale conversions as well. You know, you want to be able to read that, the metrics on there. So don't think if it's quite an overloading thing, but we do need some form of social media. Maybe you're the type of person that doesn't have it, has already got somewhat of a following. But I think, you know, to grow a new audience, or to, you know, if you're looking at refreshing your audience, or, you know, sometimes we can have followers. What I see is a lot of people have followers, and they're not, when I look like a lot of these celebrities, and I look through, like, sometimes you'll see people being horrendously, you know, being bullies and being trolls, and I look at them and I'm like, they're not, why are you in people's inboxes, like, it comments, when you're not even a follower? You're just there to tear people down. So just, because sometimes it's really good to look at your followers, you know, are they your right followers? Because there's no point just having a numbers game, because it's not going to work. So when you're looking at Facebook, I have so they do like little challenges, like, so I'm on Rising Creator at the minute, and that's because I've been doing reels. So I've been doing like sound bites, I've been doing, you know, content of me and my son, and so it's really nice to show that little bit of side to you. I mean, I've got quite a few thousand followers already on Facebook, which I've had Facebook since 2007, I think it was. Yeah, and I've started growing there. I mean, I had the original Facebook, and then it started to get a bit business-like, so I had to pivot there. And then I had it verified, because I think having it being verified, you know, it stops that, gives you a little bit more if you need to speak to Meta, if you need to, you know, just ask questions, if anything comes out, you're protected a little bit more, because I'm always getting people like messaging me saying that this page has been violated, and then I'll speak to Meta and they're like, no, just ignore it, we're aware of it. So it's quite good that, you know, you've got that second person to speak to. So it's being verified a quite a positive, you know, thing to have on, especially if being a podcaster or an author, because people want to make sure that you are the right person, because so many people can, you know, try and copy somebody or what they're doing. Especially if you're a brand. So getting verified is really important, and that's just, you know, authenticating your page with your library passport and my driving license. So looking at LinkedIn, for me, I started doing that, and I do enjoy it, but what I'm finding is I'm getting tons and tons of followers that are, do you want me to promote your podcast? I can help you grow your podcast. And it gets me angry sometimes, because I'm getting it 10 times a day, and I'm not, you know, I wouldn't work with people like that. I'm not into cold sales. I'm not into people just dropping into my inbox. I don't do it. So I don't expect like other people to do it to me. And especially when they don't write you right, you know, the correct name. So the great thing about LinkedIn is you don't have to accept them. And usually you can see a message there waiting, but you know, you get to a point where you just can't be bothered arguing anymore. So I just tend to leave them to it. But you can post on there, and it's quite a nice business one, and you can be, you know, you can really show up as an authority in your field. LinkedIn was good when I first started it, because I could show up as me. Nobody knew that I was a hair and beauty therapist. I could just show up without any of the mixture, just me being a podcaster, doing their publishing. So I could just show that up on there as well. And yeah, so we've got X as well. We can go on there and tweet. I don't really use that, you know, that often. There's Pinterest. I definitely need to work more on my Pinterest and leverage that. So I've definitely set some, like, goals, you know, for this year to work more doing that. You know, especially for my landing pages and, you know, doing some artwork. I'm quite good at Canva, so I definitely need to do some more posts on there. Threads are quite good. I've got Threads which are connected to your Instagram, so they're quite good at generating, you know, putting a post out there, looking for busy mamas, you know, who like manifesting, listen to podcasts. I've got children with additional needs. And then we get followers, because you want your ideal follower. You don't want people, even if it's not even for business. I don't particularly want people to follow me just, you know, to buy off me. It's just nice to interact with people that'll interact with my stories. There might just be mums that, you know, want a little bit of support, you know, working from the health and wellness sector. I like to support mums, and I've always done this for free as well on like the social media. I worked as a personal trainer after lockdown, came out of that. So it's, everything's pivoted for me, but I can still help people. And that's why I created my first podcast, to enable people to get a little bit more support and then retrain as a life coach. So, you know, but then I started helping people launch podcasts, and so it kind of pivoted again. So that's why I ended up creating two podcasts. So one is for my podcasting, and one is for manifesting and self-development, which it's not all confused. So if you are looking at doing other podcasts, just don't rush in there if you're not sure. You've got to give I'd probably give my other one a little bit more attention, only because I've had that 2 years and this is something pretty newish. So I just wanted to, I've still got some good listeners, you know, so that's the great thing. I'm still helping people, you know, listening to this. You're still going to get tips. I still get, every time I post an episode, I see the, like, I wake up with lots of downloads. And different areas. So when I'm looking at the demographics of my Manifesting Through Motherhood to the Podcast Launch Corner, completely different. Like, I've got a lot of local people listening to me on my other one, a lot in America, but in Australia. But on this one, it extends to me a lot of different areas, which is quite nice. So I've grown that in a different way rather than just my friends listening, because my friends that are on my Facebook aren't probably going to be my ideal, like, person to work with podcasting, because a lot of people I went to school with, a lot of people that I worked in gyms with, some people can obviously want to work with me, and they do, but it's starting afresh with this, which is quite nice. It's still quite a new baby, and I'm still monetizing this podcast. TikTok, I'm heading towards opening, like, a TikTok shop now, so hopefully I'll sell some books, sell some different things, and be able to collaborate with other, you know, people. I think that's really important, that I'm able to work with other people that are in my industry. So I think that's something that I'm working towards. But I don't mind talking behind a camera. I think that's something that I've worked towards. So you might not be at that stage. You might need a bit of confidence coaching, a little bit of... So I you know, I always say to people, like, start practicing, doing videos, putting posts out there. Talk about your episode. If you don't want to do a soundbite, just do an episode. Just talk about it. Like, this is what I talked about today. You know, and this is my view on it. Get somebody on there to talk to you. You know, source some guests. I always have guests lining up to go on my other podcast. So it's nice that, you know, you're creating that community. So look at what's going to work for you. But always, I always say to people, like, get out of your comfort zone. Don't always stick to what you know, because sometimes we can get a bit stagnated. So try something new. Try and reinvent yourself if you're on a different platform and be you. And once you raise that confidence, start, you know, podcasting, you're confident enough to talk behind a podcast, or you might be still a little bit scared. But if you can overcome that fear and then do, you know, give yourself more content. So record a podcast on whatever topic you're going to be talking about, and then go on, make a story. And that's what I do, and talk about it. Because then people don't always, they're going to listen to a full episode on a soundbite. So they want to be able to, like, listen to you and think, this, oh yeah, you know, sounds like a really exciting episode to talk about. And put some links in your stories, a great thing. Put your location on. So stories, really utilise your stories and do what you can to, you know, get that listenership up. So look at your social media this week and look what you do now. Make a plan. What can you do better? Do it for the month now, because we're at the beginning of the month, if you're listening to this week to week. But just look at the month, like, what days you can post, what where you're going to try. Just pick another social media platform or one this week that you're going to try, and just let me know how it works. So start doing, put different strategies into place. So think about your stories, doing some videos. If you like doing lives, do some lives. You could interview someone that's bought something from you before throughout your business to try and get some more sales for your business. So it's looking at the bigger picture, really, of, you know, you've got a business model. How are you going to utilize that? What elements of that can does that represent on your personality, your business? Because sometimes we don't have to be gimmicky, and we don't have to do what other people are doing, but just do what you feel comfortable with. And then after a month, you think, actually, I'm ready to do something else. So it's pushing yourself to the next level to do another thing. So that's what I've done. I've gradually grown myself as well, grown my authority, grown my brand, and people know what I do now. Because when people are, like, the other week, someone had said, oh, can I, does anybody know, does this service and that service, and loads of people I'd seen put my name forward, and I don't really particularly know these people that well, as in, I've not worked with these people, but they know what I'm doing. So it was nice that they recommended me. And then it's up to people if they want to work with me. I'll say, you can message me if you want, or I'll message them and say, yeah, if you want any advice, you know, do one-to-ones. Because obviously you can't tell people what you're doing over the text message. You don't work like that. You need time. You need to explain things. So then offer your services that way. So yeah, let me know you got on with that one. Send me a message, let me know, you know, have you got any struggles with social media? Are you, you know, I've got lots and lots of friends that I've got, like, social media academies that I can put you in touch with, and, you know, that can help you you know, push yourself forward, or you can book a one-to-one with me, you know, do confidence coaching calls, like just a full strategy about, you know, how we can work on social media. You might want to work on Canva. There's different things that I can work within the podcasting, not just helping you launch a podcast, but also how, you know, we're going to, what content are we going to work around this? Sometimes we need somebody just to give us a little of inspiration on social media, because not everyone's savvy. I help people launch podcasts who do not really like social media. And they're like, Lindsay, how do you do this? Like, oh, I've seen your post, it look amazing. I want to do it. So it's just sometimes it's just spending a little time with yourself, just practicing, time block some time for the week, just to, you know, familiarise yourself with a different platform. And I think once you get into it and you get stuck in, it can be quite exciting, because you're like, oh, quite enjoy this, and I'm getting quite a lot of followers. And you can also boost posts as well, you know, sponsor posts, do some ads, paid ads for it. If you just like have a budget of £20 for the month, just do something, then you can pause the ad anyway. So there's different things you can look at within your business to raise your podcast. But don't worry, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, as they say. And, you know, it takes a bit of time to monetize and nurture your audience. It's like anything, having a shop, anything face to face, you would nurture it. You people like to like, they like to try, they like to trust you, they like to build something with you on your podcast. So don't think people aren't listening, because people are. Even if you've just got 10 listeners a month, just there are 10 people that are tuning in that could tell another 10 people. So anyway, I'm going to go now, and have a great week and happy podcasting. Thank you for tuning in, and if you have any questions or need any extra support, I'd love to hear from you. You can actually send me a voice note through my website. You can reach me at www.busymumsfitnesscorner.co.uk, or you can connect with me on my socials at Busy Mums Fitness Corner. If you can support the show, you can give it a follow with a rating review. And happy podcasting!